activists with Santa Cruz Earth First began occupying a piece of Redwood Empire property 3 miles north of Boulder Creek on Sunday, June 10th, after other methods failed to stop a timber harvest plan recently approved by the California Department of Forestry.
CDF's ruling is generally a rubber stamp on what the timber industry wants, and that's been the case for Redwood Empire for at least 5 or 6 years, but really intensely since 98 in Gamecock Canyon, and last year in Ramsey Gulch, and this year in Boulder Creek.
Blackbird, who has been active in the Ramsey Gulch tree sit near Corralitos, California, thinks this logging is unnecessary.
It includes a road to be built alongside redwoods that are 1,500 to 2,000 years old, right over their root systems. It includes cutting a few old-growth Douglas firs and redwoods that aren't listed or discussed in the plan because of the prominence of the six that aren't being cut, and that's kind of gotten Roger Birch and Redwood Empire off the hook.
In the early hours of Wednesday, June 13th, Sparrow, one of the tree sitters, was injured when she lost her footing and fell 30 feet from a redwood tree, hitting her head on a stump. She was taken by helicopter to San Jose Medical Center, where she was listed in critical condition. Blackbird said the climbers were not taking unnecessary risks. Two Santa Cruz residents, who stayed with Sparrow until medical crews arrived, were arrested on suspicion of trespassing.
One of them waited with her for help, and the other went to get help and helped lead the rescue team to Sparrow, where she fell. For taking that role and helping save Sparrow's life, they each spent a few hours in jail and cited and released for trespassing, and they'll be getting their day in court sometime in early July.
At least two other protesters remained in the trees after deputies and emergency personnel left the scene. Santa Cruz Earth First members say they will continue their protest until this timber harvest plan is stopped.